Hello, my name is Susie Aftabizadeh. I am currently a freshman at Ohio University studying Spanish and pre-medical biology, and I am from Athens, Ohio. I signed up for this course because I want to study Spanish in Latin America, but to fully understand that, you kind of have to understand the origins of the language and culture. So here I am. Today I will be discussing the history of the Muslims and their influence in Spain. So to start, we're starting in the 7th century with Muhammad, who united the many Arabic tribes who had before been nomads, and they became the most powerful group in the world and were conquering lands all around them. And so because of this, Islam became the biggest rival to the Christian rule in Europe at the time. And so a little bit of background, before the Muslims invaded, Spain was experiencing pretty similar historical development as the rest of Europe, such as the language development with Latin, and then people practicing Christianity. And so in 711 AD, Muslims invaded Spain, and they remained in Spain for 8 centuries. And at first, the Muslim government was run by princes who were under the jurisdiction of the caliph, who was a head of a caliphate type of government. And then, in 756 AD, the government just changed to an independent state called Califato de Córdoba. And Córdoba was the capital of the empire in Spain. And right now, there are some of the most historically important sites there called the Mezquita de Córdoba and La Alhambra, which you can actually still visit today. And so when most people think of conquering a land, it's, you know, bad, but there were many benefits to the Muslim rule over Spain, because they brought medicine, they brought botany, mathematics, and they even translated Aristotle's philosophies so that people around the world could read it instead of just reading it in Greek. So after many years of unity and prosperity in the one kingdom, small kingdoms began branching off from the united government, and overall it weakened each individual kingdom because they weren't united and strong together. So then in 1469, the Reyes Católicos, Fernando and Isabel, united Spain with their marriage and began moving their army south to take back southern Spain, because northern Spain was still independent from the Muslim influence, especially due to the geography of northern Spain, which is very mountainous. And then finally, in 1492, Fernando and Isabel's army took over the last Muslim stronghold, which was Granada, in this very southern point of Spain, and they successfully claimed rule over all of Spain. And so after that, many Muslims were either forced out of the country or forced to convert to Christianity in massive baptisms. And between 1609 and 1614, Muslims were expelled from the country altogether. And so now, the descendants of these converted Muslims are called Moriscos. Not to be confused with Mariscos, by the way. And so, one important thing to mention about the Muslim reign is the unity between the Catholics, Muslims, and Jews throughout the whole 8 centuries. Because these people were all living in pretty much peaceful harmony. There was obviously some fighting, but generally speaking, the three religions really advanced the culture and have given us what we see today in Spain. And so some of the Muslim influences we see are in food and architecture and even language. For example, with food, we see saffron in a lot of foods, which is originally from the Middle East. And then in architecture, we see arcs in the buildings, which are originated from the Middle East as well with the Arabic culture. And then even in language, we see a lot of influence. For example, words that begin with AL are most likely going to be originated from Arabic. And so the Muslim influence also really helped advance the education in Spain, because, like I said before, they brought math and philosophy and medicine, and it really just pushed Spain further in the education process, which is really helpful for them. And so the rain altered Spain's ethnic heritage. And so, for example, you know, we see Spanish people, especially in the south, they're a lot darker skinned and have darker hair than the rest of Europe, pretty much. We don't really see that in the northern part of Europe. And one of the more important things about this reign, which you might not think about at first, is that it led to the retaking of Spain by Fernando and Isabel. This is important because they united Spain under their rule, which was established in the Catholic Church. And obviously, Catholicism is really important in all Spanish culture around the whole world. And Fernando and Isabel also funded Christopher Columbus and his journey to the New World, which obviously is really important for world history altogether. And so it's important to study any culture, but it's especially important when you're studying a language, because studying Spanish history gives us a really broad understanding of the origins of the language, instead of just simply knowing that words beginning with AL are probably going to be masculine. We don't know why, but we just know that. And understanding a culture also really helps with studying abroad, because simply knowing the language while living in another country just isn't enough to understand the people. If you like really want to understand a people, you have to know their history, because to know a language is to know the culture. Thank you.